Purify, purify, purify. Are you ready to live a life that is one in which you purify every attitude you have, every thought you think, every action you take? Are you going to purify your attitude about life? Are you going to purify your actions? Are you going to purify your thoughts and your words and your deeds? My goodness sakes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, on this wonderful Thanksgiving morning with the instant illumination. Purify. Are you ready to purify your life, purify your thoughts, purify your actions, purify everything about you? Well, the only way to do it is one way. Be yourself and have fun. If you are being anything else other than yourself and doing anything else other than having fun, you're not doing a purity job on yourself. You're living up to somebody else's standard. Now, how can you be a pure human being? By being loving, unconditional loving. There's the word. There's where unconditional loving comes in. To be a pure human being is to be an unconditional loving human being. You love unconditionally. Do any of us know how to love unconditionally? No. We've been trained out of it. We knew in the beginning. We knew as we were born. We knew as we started out in our life. We knew how to love unconditionally. But we changed that. We changed that very strongly and very powerfully as we began judging what we did. Folks are dumb where I come from. They sign their checks with X's. Da 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 da. Doing what comes naturally. Now, are you able to do what comes naturally? You say, well, if I did what comes naturally, it would not always be nice. No, if you did what comes naturally, it would always be wonderful. It'd always be good. It'd always be pure. The reason that you don't do nice and pure and good things is that you're not doing what comes naturally. Now, in a little child, everything a child does is natural. A child plays with his toys and throws it around. He doesn't claim them. He doesn't own them. A child goes visiting the neighbors, and he picks up the toy over at the neighbors, and he brings it home, and the mother says, "That's not your toy. How dare you do that? You stole it." Well, my goodness sakes, the child merely picked it up. He had perhaps no idea that it belonged to the neighbor, because everything belongs to everybody. And you see, then not only did the child take the toy that didn't belong to him, he stole it. Like he consciously intended to remove that from somewhere where it had no right to do that. And you see, as time goes on, we build into ourselves, into our children, into our life, the attitude of right and wrong. Now, why was there a Garden of Eden? Huh? Why was there a Garden? Because there was no right and wrong. In the Garden of Eden, everything was right. Everything that everyone did, Adam and Eve, everything that they did in the Garden of Eden was right. What about Eve eating the apple? That's another story. That's another story. Can you imagine what that story really means? It's symbolic. What it meant was that they wanted to know all that God knew. They wanted to be totally aware as God and not have the responsibility of being totally aware of God. If you don't learn to follow directions as you are working in life, you will never make a good leader. You see, God, as a symbol, is a good leader insofar as God lives that which God is. Now, do we live that which we are? Are we living the pure life that we are? Are we living in perfect purity? And the answer is, maybe. Quite likely not. Quite likely not, because we are living with thoughts in our mind that are judgmental of others and ourselves. We are living with thoughts in our mind which are not loving. We are living with thoughts in our mind that are not beneficial to us, and let's not carry that any further. How do we live with thoughts in our mind that are loving, that are beneficial, that are happy, that are fantastic and glorious? By being ourselves and having fun. Doing what comes naturally. Now, how do we do what comes naturally? We do what comes naturally by forgetting all the limitations that we put upon ourselves. How do you look this morning? Ellen, how do you look this morning? And Ellen says, fine. No. How do you look this morning? What positive virtue would you have me see in you when I ask you, how do you look? I look radiant. I look glorious. I look fantastic. My goodness, I'm a reflection of the sun. I'm a reflection of the sky. I'm a reflection of everything good and beautiful. Wow, life is wonderful. And why am I that reflection? Because I'm that creator of that. I create all those things, beautiful, wonderful, and I am what I create, and I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am just really super duper duper. And because I'm super duper duper, everything is in divine order, and everything always will be in divine order. To purify ourselves, perhaps we want to take one task at a time. So let's just take the simple task of being unconditionally loving. Let's just learn to unconditionally love everybody. Now, in the seminar in Monterey, we gave everyone a little doll with a little teddy bear. And it was a very small doll, maybe 10 inches tall. And there were boys and girls. And we gave everyone a doll. Now, they were supposed to name that doll anything they wanted to, but it was a recommendation to name it their own name. And then take that doll in their arms and snuggle it and love it like themselves. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and squeak and wiggle. And you see, learning the unconditional love, learning to just be totally unconditionally loving. I'll bring up the illustration again of the $30 million. The woman was waiting for her son to come home after she'd had a lot of bad reports on him, and she was going to tell him where to head in. And she was very, very, very angry. She was red. Her hair was standing on end. She was just really a terror. And the phone rang, and the voice said, you have just won $30 million. And she was stunned. And her son walked in the door, and she said to her son, come here, in a very strong, powerful way, which he took to be anger. And then she grabbed him and she hugged him and she said, I love you, 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 I love you. Oh, I love you, you're so wonderful, I love you. And the boy says, wow, Mom, what did I do right, you know? And then she says, now go upstairs and change your clothes. We're going to go to the mall and buy those things that you wanted to buy at the mall. What's wrong with her? She's supposed to spank him for being naughty, for making her unhappy. But she forgot all about it. She no longer judged. She began to create him like she wanted to have him in her life, as a loving image, as a loving being, as a loving person who she could just madly, passionately love, not sexually, but passionately, with, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're so wonderful, you're so fantastic, come on, let's go, we're going to have fun, we're going to do these wonderful things, but Mom, this is totally not you, what happened, I love it, but what happened, Mom, what happened? And unconditional love. You see, all judgment went away, all expectations went away, all feeling of control for another being went away, and she started to create him as her object of love, as a super duper object of love. And the boy melted in her arms, the boy melted in her thought, in her dreams, in her wisdom, and he was the object of her unconditional love. Now, we don't have $30 million to shake us up like that, but we know the concept. And the concept is what we want to learn. We've spoken about this many times now. The concept is what we want to learn. The concept of unconditional love. If you can start learning unconditional love and putting it to practice in your life, you know what will happen to you? You know what will happen to you? you will like yourself so much. You will not think there's anything wrong with you. You look at your body and you say, wow, am I great. And you look at your mind and say, I am brilliant, I'm fantastic. You look at your eyes and say, wow, I see near, I see far, I see all. Wow, I'm just great. Wow, wow, wow. And you just live a wow experience now, you see. And that's what you want to train yourself. And I share this in the seminars. I share this around in the world in the seminars. And people in the seminars are wowed by it. They love it. They want to live it. They want to experience it. They want to know it. But, are they willing to practice it? You see, to practice unconditional love means we do not have any preconceived idea of anything, because there is no thing to be preconceived about, because there was no time in which the preconception took place. There's only the now. There's only this moment, and we live in this moment. We live in this moment of perfection, of purity, of honesty, of love, of integrity, of joy. Wow. You see, that mom, she forgot she was a mom. She forgot she was supposed to tell her son off because he had been so naughty. She forgot she was supposed to have attitudes that were negative. She forgot. And all she did was, wow, I am so happy. I got $30 million. Wow. She didn't say that, but that went through her. That went through her soul, her spirit, her mind, her being. And if you had asked her to describe it, she couldn't. When a person has bliss, when a person enters into nirvana, when a person enters into the ultimate, they can't describe it to you. But they know that as they come out of it, they are changed. And they don't come out of it, hopefully. When Buck wrote the book on the cosmic consciousness, this Canadian doctor and psychiatrist was very competent in covering as many people and beings as he could. It's a thick old book, you know. And he's got hundreds and hundreds of illustrations of people who had cosmic consciousness experiences. Wonderful. One guy, Emerson, I think it was, he saw the city of New York in flames. He was looking at it and he said, wow, it's all in flames. Well, he was having a cosmic consciousness experience. And it was not bad flames. It was not flames of destruction. But it was flames of joy, of peace, of illumination, of magic, of wonder. And then when he explained it to his congregation, as he did in a sermon later, the congregation thought to themselves, wow, we have a master here. He had that illuminating experience. And you see, we do too. If you'd read Cosmic Consciousness by Bach, B-A-U-C-H, you would be very surprised. It's a boring book to read because it is just, telling incident after incident after incident without having the life and the time of the person coming into it. You just get that thrill of that moment that he had. And unless you're illumined to be aware of that sort of thing, the book it can be a little dry and boring. But if you are looking at it as unconditional love, the radiance of the being shining forth and experiencing these glorious things, then wow, you say, oh, I did something like that. I did something like that. And you did. You had a lot of those experiences, but you have not written them down. You have not recognized it. You just thought, oh my gosh, what was that? You know, like just a passing something that went by you so quickly, you didn't keep a record of it. Now, you want to start being aware of these things. You want to start being aware that you too are illuminated. You too have this instant illumination. And that's why we have this topic, instant illumination. You too have this instant illumination of your purity. And you purify, when you purify your thoughts, purify your actions, purify your mind, when you are so purified in everything, how do you purify? By not thinking about something negative. By thinking about something positive. We want to think about all those things that are good. Whatsoever things are beautiful and of good report. Remember when Paul wrote those beautiful words. And we might read them again and again and remember them, because think on these things. These are the concepts that Jesus taught. These are the concepts that the world teachers, the world great religious leaders, the founders of every faith, of every consciousness in the world, all the great philosophers and psychologists, they all speak to these points. Surely then, it has merit for us to consider. And whether they think about it or not, it has merit for us to think and to follow and to live and to be and to do. This day, purify by living the positive, first person present tense, unconditional love in every area of your life. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, because that's what today is. And I love you, and I love you, and love you.
I love you, and I love you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.